Down to Dunk Podcast. Hello, boys, and hello, girls. Happy Valentine's Day to you. It's a Down to Dunk Podcast. We got, I'm Luke. We got Taylor. We got Andrew. Jay is out today for personal reasons.
He took a personal Down to Dunk Day.
He is sleepy man, and he can't make it today.
He's sleepy bear, as my boss says.
Dude, I understand sleepy bear because when I turn my alarm off, yeah. Instead of standing up, I grabbed it from the nightstand and pulled the phone into my chest, and I immediately fell back asleep.
Oh, my gosh. You are a sleepy bear.
I'm a very sleepy bear.
But we're here on Valentine's Day.
Hey.
You guys are my Valentines.
Dude,
I'll say it.
You're definitely not my Valentine.
No, you're not mine.
Thank you.
But I'll be yours.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Whatever that means. Yes to that, too.
You don't have to both be Valentines.
You don't have to be. I don't have to be yours, but you can be mine.
Yeah. I can be your Valentine, Luke.
I don't know what that means.
Guys, we got questions from people from Twitter.
That's okay.
And do we want to get right into it? Do we want to talk about the game last night? We played the Los Angeles Lakers.
We don't have to talk about it. I mean, they beat the Lakers game before the All-Star break. The Lakers got up for this game. The Thunder didn't. KD was awesome.
No, KD wasn't awesome until the fourth quarter.
KD was awesome in the fourth quarter.
KD was awesome. He goes hard in the fourth quarter.
In second half, he started getting better. Fourth quarter, he was awesome. Reggie Jackson was doing everything he could because the rest of the team sucked. So all you haters out there, hate on somebody your own size, okay? And what else? Yeah, we just played terrible for three quarters, basically. Yeah.
I feel like,
and then fourth quarter, we came back.
Well, I mean, I think that they probably came out. Saw that Chris Kaman and Steve Blake were out there.
Hold on. Chris Kaman was putting on a show. He was making me say, what?
He was putting on a clinic.
He's
actually not a bad offensive player. Defensively, he's atrocious.
Dude, he was putting Surge in the spin cycle.
I saw that.
It was ugly.
No doubt. No doubt. I knew that was going to happen because I feel like the Portland game was so intense.
Yeah.
That's like, oh, it's the Lakers. Who cares? Wah, wah.
And they still won.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Kendall Marshall is such a good passer, man. He's got Hawkeyes. Dude, he sees crap. He had this pass to Sean Williams was cutting. It was a backdoor cut. And he had this pass where he threw it and put English on it.
Yeah.
He threw it in front of Sean Williams. And so their English was on it that the ball hit the floor and bounced almost backwards right into Sean Williams.
That's ridiculous.
It was crazy.
He wasn't in the league a few months ago. How about that?
No, and obviously he should be in the league.
You know who could use a backup point guard? The Washington Wizards. You know who cut him before he even got a chance?
Give him a chance to like show that he maybe could play.
It would be really nice to have a guy like that for the Wizards because they don't really have a backup point guard right now.
Yeah. Oh, wait. Why?
Eric Mayne.
Oh, Mayner, of course.
The Mayner. Okay.
Okay.
We should have started over Russ, though, that's for sure.
Let's get into some questions from Twitter. The first question is from Jamie Wheat, friend of the podcast, Jamie Wheat.
The OG Jamie Don Wheat.
OG Jamie Don Wheat. His question is, what is the best all-star game shoe of all time? Boys, have at it. I didn't know. We just had a conversation before the podcast. I didn't know that they're all-star game shoes or this is a thing that people got pumped for.
It's definitely something people get pumped for. The thing that I've been pumped for the most was definitely the 2011 three-point contest that Matt Bonner participated in. He wore his New Balances. And they were just so fresh and fly.
I'm saying a lot of these players like flashy shoes. And I'm saying, and I'm not for the flash. I like a nice pair of Asics. The arch support, I really appreciate that. Show me a player who's played in Asics, and I like that a lot because I know he's taking care of his arch.
I'm honestly not sure that I can show you a player that wears Asics.
Well,
I don't think
it's because they're all flashy. And guess what? their arches are in just terrible shape. I know mine were before I settled on some Asics.
I believe they're pronounced Asheeks.
That cannot be true. I put a nice Dr. Scholl's in mine, and I was ready to go.
In your Asics?
I have terrible arches.
That's too much support.
Got flat feet, man.
You're morphing the shape of your foot with all that support.
So some notable all-star shoes.
Shaq Gnosis.
Yeah.
You gotta love Shaq Gnosis.
You got to give it up for Shaq Gnosis.
And a very similar shoe, Kamikaze 2.
Similar in the sense that it uses shapes.
They have just like black and white, like...
These are white and navy. Come on.
What are white and navy?
The Kamikaze 2s, man.
Oh, really? Dude, my bad.
That's my favorite. Kamikaze 2s,
oh, they are
Sean Kemp was wearing, with also my favorite jersey, which so, we'll talk about.
Are you
about.
Sure? Because those are really ugly.
No, I think they fly.
So are there like, is there like a huge eBay aftermarket for this?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I would imagine.
Because they only make the limited, like the colorway that they do for All-Star shoes, they make a limited amount of yeah. them. So it's crazy.
So sneakerheads are all about it.
Hey, sneaker pants.
You know, the only shoe that I'm really like ever have been like, yes, was the Back to the Future shoe.
That was cool.
That they auctioned on eBay. That's yeah. the only way you could get it. But I'm not going to spend $1,000 on a shoe.
No way, Jose. Unless they're Heelys, right?
Unless they're Heelys. Oh, yeah.
All right.
Next question is much like the first, and from OG Jamie Don Wheat. Best all-star jersey of all time. I also didn't know that this is a thing. And
could we call him OG? OG JD Dub?
OG JD Dub.
Okay. We can. OG JD Dub.
But we were looking at some before, and 90s jerseys are hilarious.
Yes. So in 1995, the game was in Phoenix, and there is a cactus and on a star on a purple jersey, which is just awesome. And then there's a random star right by a nipple. on there, and then on the shorts there is also a cactus.
Ooh,
I mean,
I didn't know
it
that.
Doesn't get much better than that. And then it has like Native American looking stuff all up the yeah. side of it. It's a really great jersey.
So this cactus for Arizona, what would it be? If it was in Oklahoma City, like, what would we have on ours?
If this happened in 1996, what would it be?
I don't even know.
I think nothing. There would be a cartoonish picture of Will Rogers.
just an airplane?
I don't know.
I don't know. What is on there? Well, Buffalo?
Wiley Post and Will Rogers, like, having their arms around each other?
I think it would just be just a Chesapeake logo and a Sandridge logo and all our natural energy, because that's our... That's who supports them. It's all over. Yeah.
Man, that sucks.
Well, I don't know.
Glad they didn't have the All-Star game here.
That would have been very random. Another notable jersey is the 96 All-Star jersey from San Antonio that has a chili pepper on it.
They look very similar to the also, like, very same style.
It's a very same style. Jersey. Still have the nipple stars. And the chili pepper, they do have a chili pepper on the shorts. You know what? I'd like to have those shorts.
Will you go to the next picture? Maybe they have nipple stars on all of them.
I don't think so.
No, they don't.
That one's boring.
Well, I kind of like the classic look of the early 90s. I like it. It's fresh. It's very simple. Red, white, and blue. Has the stars down the side. No chili peppers. I like it.
Guys, speaking of red, white, and blue. I feel like USA is blowing it in the Olympics right now. I don't know if you guys are watching. I'm watching all the time.
I don't watch the Winter Games.
Dude, you're missing out.
It's not real Olympics. Sorry.
God. Brother.
Sorry, man.
Fine. Let's go to the next question. I'm mad. This is from at Bobby Wheat. Is it a huge diss to Kobe with all this LeBron on Mount Rushmore talk at this point in time? Give us some background on this, Andrew.
So, LeBron James was asked about who his Mount Rushmore of NBA players was and if he would be on it. And he thought he should be on it.
I will say, he said four players first. And then they asked him, when it's all said and done after your career, should you be on the Mount Rushmore? And then he said, yes. Yeah. So he didn't put him on himself on it right now.
Yes.
But he said later he will.
Future LeBron will
yes.
be on it.
Yes.
So is it a diss to Kobe to not be on it? Probably so. But it's debatable. I mean, this whole thing is debatable. I mean, everyone has their own, you know, Mount Rushmore of NBA players. So I think that because Mount Rushmore has George Washington, you got to have one of the very first NBA players who was awesome on it.
Who's that? Give me one of yours.
George Mikan. No, I'm not really George Mikan. Probably somebody like Wilt Chamberlain or Bill Russell probably needs to be on it. And a lot of people, there's been lots of people, this is all over Twitter, people that have included Bill Russell. I think Wilt Chamberlain needs a shot to be on it as well. But, I mean, as far as the Kobe question, I think Kobe, you know, he's won 5 championships. He dominated the 2000s. One of the best players ever. And, you know, well, I don't know. It's hard to talk about him right now because he's still in the league and he's, you know, we don't know what the rest of his career is going to look like. But I think it is a diss. If you put him, if you put LeBron over Kobe at this point, I think that it is, that's a little bit unfair.
Do you think LeBron was trying to diss Kobe?
No.
I don't think so. Because it's hard to limit something to the four best players, and then it comes down to preference, really. I think that you have to put Michael Jordan on there. And then the other three, you know, it could be, you know, Magic, Bird.
You could put Oscar Robertson on there.
Bill Russell.
Wilt.
I mean,
Kareem.
Yeah, Kareem Abdul-Jabbar. I mean, you can include any of those guys. And, you know, if someone
Dan
says
Marley,
that you're...
Dan Marley.
I mean, if people, say that, if people say that you're stupid, like, for putting one guy over another, like, that's dumb.
They're stupid.
How about that? But I mean, it's a really cool debate. And I think that everybody has, you know, good reasons for having certain players on there. But I do think that it is a diss to Kobe because I haven't seen a lot of people include Kobe Bryant on there. And he really has shaped the league over the past decade. So I wouldn't think that it's stupid to include him, but he's definitely in the conversation. It's kind of like dancing around the question, but
here's the thing too, like if you're not playing, there's this period where you're in the league and you're hurt or you're going, you know, out of the league. Obviously Kobe's on the downhill. And then people are going to think, they're not going to talk about you like they used to, and they're not going to talk about you about how great you were until like 5 years after you retire. And then they're going to be like, Kobe was awesome. And right now, Kobe's just in that, like, we've seen you for a while. You're still playing, but you're not very good. I mean, as good. Yeah. So it's like that. It's just going to be like that.
And if this was right after a Lakers championship, then I think that he would definitely be in the conversation more.
If it was 5 years ago.
LeBron just won 2 titles and has won the MVP several times. So I think that it's easy to put him on there now just because that's what we've most recently seen win. But if this was... Even if it was 2003 or 2002, I think that people would probably talk about Kobe Bryant being on there. So, you know, Kobe does deserve a lot of credit for the things that he's done in his career.
All right, next question. Are you ready for that?
Oh, yeah.
Next question is from at CG Stevens, brother of me. He said, OKC is looking into acquiring Rudy Fernandez. Thoughts on how he could contribute? Does interest guarantee Thabo's departure?
Fernandez.
It's how it's pronounced.
Okay. So I really like Rudy Fernandez. I think that he's a good kind of all around player. He's a guy who can handle the ball some. He's a decent shooter. He's shot 36%. I do think that his percentages would go up if he played for the Thunder because he never really played for a team in the NBA where he was just going to be wide open all the time.
Yeah.
And, you know, he's a guy who's played with Spain. He's played in, you know, medal games with Spain and, you know, has a lot of experience from kind of, you know, having a bigger role. And I think he'd be perfect for the Thunder. as far as guaranteeing Taba's departure, I think that it just really depends on what Taba wants. If Taba wants money, they're going to let him go. Because I don't think that they'd be willing to go over much more than $2 or $3 million per year for him. And there may be somebody, I mean, Tony Allen got a much bigger deal than that. So maybe people will look at Taba kind of like a Tony Allen and sign him accordingly. But, you know, I think the Thunder would probably like to keep Taba if they could. But they also are setting themselves up to say goodbye to Taba if they need to, because they have Jeremy Lamb and Robertson, and especially if they acquire Rudy Fernandez, you know, that wing spot can be shored up pretty quickly. But, you know, Fernandez could be taking Fisher's spot next year as well, too. Like, he could take he could take that spot, and Taba could still be on the team. So I don't think that this guarantees anything with Taba's departure. But, you know, I don't expect Taba to be on the team next year anyways. I don't think it has anything to do with the Rudy Fernandez deal.
If you – what's Taba on right now? Like, about $4 million?
He's less than that. I think he's
3.5 or something like that?
Yeah. Let me look it up.
Would you re-sign him for the same amount?
Sure.
4 years?
Not 4 years. No. I would sign him for 2 years, maybe. I don't think you need to give him that long of a contract.
No, you don't.
But he's a valuable player. The Thunder may be at the point, though, that they want to see a different two guard.
Yeah.
So I don't
think so, too.
I don't know.
They played Robertson a lot last night, by the way.
I saw that 14 minutes.
Yeah.
What's up with that?
More. He looked really good. I think they just had to throw in something new to provide a spark, some energy. It seemed to do it. He had a couple points where he was just, you know, running the basket. They were just hustle points, but he looked really good. His defense is really good. He's a good rebounder. He was always in like the area when there was a rebound, always getting a hand on it. So he's really good. I liked him.
Yeah, I think that they hope that he can turn out to be basically Taba 2.0.
And he's shooting well in the D-League, too. When he plays in the D-League, he has really good games. And he's shooting good percentages. Yes. He's shooting good percentages from three, too. So, in the D-League. So, promising. Promising future, young lad.
So, they may just let him. So, I think maybe Robertson may be even a better indication of his departure than Rudy Fernandez would be. But I would love to acquire Rudy Fernandez.
Me
too. It's going to be tough to acquire him in season, because he has like a $4 million buyout or something like that over in Spain.
$4 million buyout? What's his...
I think that's all negotiable, but he's had a $4 million contract.
Oh, okay.
In Spain this year, and he's going to need to be bought out.
Right.
In order to come over this season. And, you know, the Thunder are in a situation where they could only really sign him to a little bit less than $3 million for this season in order for him to come over. So... it just really depends, you know, if Fernandez just wants to join a team for a playoff run and will accept a minimum deal, I think the Thunder would be very inclined to sign him on and see what he can do. But if he's going to come over and want, you know, a lot of money, I think that the Thunder will probably want to wait.
It's weird, too. I worry that Fernandez left the NBA. He was only in the NBA for 6 years, you know, but not because he couldn't play in the NBA. Like, he chose to go play for Real Madrid. Real Madrid, right?
Yeah.
I think he chose to go over there. So I wonder, too, like, if he didn't, he wanted to live in Spain. He wanted to live over there and play over there. So maybe it'll be even harder. So maybe he will ask for more money to come back, to entice him to come back
maybe so.
To the USA. I don't know. Maybe.
But maybe he wanted to be on a better team as well.
Yeah, that's true.
Because, I mean, he's on the Nuggets, and he was on the Portland Trailblazers when they, you know, the Blazers weren't that good then. So maybe it would be enticing for him to come back over. And, you know, if you're on a team that goes deep in the playoffs and you're a guy who hits shots, I mean, you're going to get a lot of notoriety.
That's fun.
So...
that's fun. Also, that's fun.
Taba's contract finishes out this season at 3.9. He was at 3.6 last year. So I don't know that the Thunder will want to give him $4 million a year.
Yeah, I don't know either.
That's kind of, I don't know.
Does Durant play a part in this? Because Durant likes him. Durant likes him on the floor.
I don't know that Durant does, because I think, I mean, they've traded Durant's best friends on this team several times.
That's very true.
So I honestly, I don't think that Durant has that much of a say.
What if Taba's the last straw?
That's
I've traded all of my friends away from me.
That is weird.
That would be hilarious. Okay, our next question. We have a lot of clothing-based questions.
Clothing-based questions.
Clothing-based questions. This one's by at Jake Tatarian. Which player has the best chance to have a popular clothing line?
So can we narrow this down?
I don't know.
I don't know. Okay, no. Whatever. Just say whatever.
Yeah. Go ahead. Narrow it down.
It's hard. I mean, I got to go with, like, so it's a player that doesn't have a clothing line already, so you can't say Kobe, LeBron, KD.
They have clothing all have lines?
Yes.
Yes.
What? I didn't know that.
Well, like, they have clothing lines under Nike, like KD brand.
Oh.
Under, you know what I'm talking about?
Okay. I thought you were talking. I don't know.
But I don't know what he's talking about.
So is he talking
about that? I don't know. Whatever. We can take it wherever we want. But Russell Westbrook, of course, would have a great clothing
line.
Did
you see what he was wearing last night at the
game? Yeah, he was wearing a sick leather shirt.
Okay. I have a question about that. Quick sidebar.
Yeah.
You can't get leather wet.
It's pleather, my dog.
Is it really?
I don't know.
But I don't think it is. But you can't get leather wet, but, like, you're sweating in it. So, like, I bet that...
I'm sure that they make some leather that's, like, not like, real leather.
Do you think that maybe it's a different fabric under the armpit?
Possibly. Ooh. But I don't know. He had a sports coat on, so I couldn't see.
That is dangerous if it is real leather, because we've all seen that Friends episode, haven't we?
I know. What are you talking about?
What? No. The one where Ross gets leather pants, and he's really excited about them, and he goes on a date, and he starts sweating in them, and then they shrink up, and he gets stuck in them, and it's this big... Classic Ross mess.
Classic Ross.
Oh, classic.
That sounds like such a Ross move.
So Ross.
God. Well, I thought it was talking. I don't know. I don't know. I guess what I thought this question was asking, like, fashionable menswear.
Yeah.
Russ is a good one. He's a fashionable man.
Russ would be good.
I trust his fashion instincts.
I would buy anything Swaggy P. Really.
Oh yeah, Swaggy P. Joakim Noah.
Joakim Noah would have awesome clothes.
Joakim Noah, I would wear Joakim Noah clothes.
Me too.
Dude, okay.
Let's both wear Joakim Noah.
Let's do it.
Let's do Joakim Noah.
What do you think we would look like if I only wore Swaggy P and you only wore Joakim? I'm assuming those are the names of the brand.
We'd look like cool.
We would. You're right, we would.
You guys would look real cool.
We would.
Oh, man. So that's the answer from Joakim Noah, Swaggy P. Start a clothing line.
There it is.
And you got two. We got two potential buyers right here. Money is just wasted if you're not doing it. Okay, let's get into some KD versus LeBron MVP talk.
Hey, everybody! Thanks for the questions.
Thank you for the questions. Yes. KD versus LeBron MVP talk.
We got to talk about this.
People want to talk. People talk about this.
But who tweeted that? Was it Jay that tweeted that?
It wasn't me.
I didn't tweet it.
It was Jay.
So Jay tweeted something about how LeBron is, like, getting the MVP talk back.
Is he?
It all happened after the Warriors game.
Right.
He hit a game winner. It was a sick game winner. He had a great game.
Yes.
And then people were saying, like, I don't know, LeBron. We always said LeBron could start to swing this back his direction, the MVP thing, his direction. They're just saying it after he had a great game. He had a buzzer beater three for the win is what it was. It was sick. It was really awesome. But yes, that's why.
That's one game.
Yes. Yeah, that's what I was thinking.
Okay, so like I don't think that the conversation can be started again until LeBron rips off like a week like that.
Yeah.
And then maybe we can start the conversation again. Because, I mean, Durant just had a ridiculous stats game last night. Ended up winning the game for the Thunder. So I don't think so. I think that Durant still has it. He has the better storyline for the season. So I still think that it's Durant's today.
Yeah,
I don't think that LeBron has taken it back. You know, LeBron's going to have a pretty incredible rest of this month in order to start that conversation. So I don't know. I mean, LeBron's going to have to do what he did against Golden State probably at least 10 times. For him to actually be in the conversation again.
Right.
So I don't think so. I think Durant's got it as of today. But things can change. I mean, LeBron is capable of doing that over and over and over again if he needs to. So we'll just see. Maybe LeBron will do that and he'll want want the MVP, and there'll be a really tight race to the end. I don't think that LeBron doing that means that KD won't win it, though. Because I think that KD can match it, even with Russell Westbrook coming back.
I mean, KD had a terrible game yesterday, and he ended with 43-10-6,
something like that.
43-12-7.
Yeah, well, I undersold him.
Yeah, see, but that would have been an amazing line, too.
Yeah.
But it's like, he has these, and you watch him on national TV, you don't even realize he's doing that until he scores 19 points in the fourth quarter.
Yeah.
You're like, holy, he had 12 points at half. Like, and that's, and he has these games on national TV all the time. And the LeBron game, people only see his stat line and the buzzer beater, you know, the game winner. But I think you're right. I think KD will keep it. He won't, like, fall off enough to where it switches back to LeBron.
Yeah.
I agree. Jay, I wish he was here to defend himself.
I'm pretty sure that's why Jay's not here today.
Yeah, because he knew we were going to light him up.
We were going to light him
Dang.
Up. We need to talk about All-Star.
Jay, you better learn your lesson, buddy.
Yeah.
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 Okay, so All-Star Weekend starts tonight.
Holy crap, I won't tonight? Be watching any of it.
I'll be watching the Olympics.
We have the Rising Stars Challenge. And we also have the Celebrity Game is tonight.
Kevin Hart's in it.
Is he really?
Oh, yeah.
I don't know.
Guys,
he's got to be. He's been the MVP the past two seasons.
Yeah, he's got to be returning.
Kevin Hart was?
Season. Yeah.
No, 2 years ago, Biebs was.
Oh, well, Biebs.
Biebs.
I mean, Bieber's great. Yeah, really, what Celebrity Game makes me want MTV Rock and Jock back.
Yeah.
Where the celebrities and, like, would you play with some NBA peeps? And they had, like, the 25-point shot.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
That was awesome.
And they had, like, they had it at 10, like, whatever, 12 feet, like, the goal. And then, like, 24 feet, another goal. Double-point goal. And then one that was, like, 100 feet in the air. That was, like, the 100-point. I mean, that was great. But
maybe that should be in. That should be the Celebrity Game.
The Celebrity Game. Kevin Hart, he had the interview, and I had floated a question to the guys, like, we should do the best celebrity interview of all time. I was like, everyone said, I can't name a single celebrity interview.
I'll tell you anything
about what we need to do, I said I'd link a thing last week. It wasn't on YouTube, but I looked, and we're going to link the Tracy Morgan interview that we just looked at, because it's the best one.
It's very funny, but don't watch it with your speakers at work.
Yes.
Watch it with headphones at work.
Yes. But Tracy Morgan goes a little off script, and they immediately cut to commercial. That's why I like it.
It is awesome. Funny.
But so, Kevin Hart, who else is in the Celebrity Game?
I honestly have no idea. I have not paid attention.
I don't know. I think the most interesting thing to me is that it's coached by Bill Simmons and Jalen Rose are the two coaches.
Yeah.
Beyond that, I really have no interest in this.
No, I won't be watching.
Who's in the Rising Stars game?
The Rising Stars game, we have Grant Hill is one of the coaches. And his team is pretty awesome. He has Lillard, Bradley Beal, Drummond, Harrison Barnes, Terrence Jones, Giannis Antetokounmpo, Jonas Valanciunas, Dion Waiters, and Miles Plumlee. Did you guys listen to Charles Barkley pronounce Valanciunas' name?
No.
On the broadcast?
What did he say?
I'll have to find it. I can't duplicate it. I'll have to find it and show you guys. It was ridiculous. And then Chris Webber has Anthony Davis, Michael Carter-Williams, Tim Hardaway Jr., who I think was drafted just way too high, Trey Burke, Jared Sullinger, Mason Plumlee, Oladipo, Steven Adams, and Olynyk.
Are Miles Plumlee and Mason Plumlee brothers?
Dude, they're bros.
They're bros.
Really? Yeah, they are, for real.
Are they twin brothers or are
no.
they?
No. They're just bro bros.
Man, we're putting brother against brother. There's nothing sacred in the Rising Stars game. that disgusts me.
Wouldn't you want to compete against Chad?
I mean, I would slam and jam on Chad.
I thought you were going to say you would slay him.
I think that. I think that Team Hill is going to win the game. I think they have Lillard and Beal, Harrison Barnes, and even one of their last picks was Dion Waiters. Like, I love Steven Adams. You know, he's my favorite rookie. He's one of my favorite players in the league, but he's not a guy who's going to be
no,
in the All-Star.
No, what's he going to do in this game?
I don't know.
Maybe he'll block a few.
Yeah.
What if he comes out and he just, like, has these freak dunk.
he has like 40 and
yeah.
40 points, 25 rebounds. Steven Adams.
That'd be awesome.
Yeah, I don't know. And you know they have they have Giannis, they have Dion Waiters, Terrence Jones. I don't know. I think that they're going to win. I mean, the guards, and Team Weber has Anthony Davis, which I think he will dominate this game. But their guards are Michael Carter-Williams, Trey Burke, and Oladipo. And Tim Hardaway Jr. is really their only shooter on the team. So, I don't know. I think that the team that shoots better, which looks to be Team Hill, will win.
I think so, too. Would you put some money on that?
Dude, I'll put... No.
You guys both said the same.
I'm asking him, because will I bet money online? Will he suggest... Will he...
Okay.
Will you invest money? If you give me 20, I'll turn it into 200.
Yes.
Man.
Of course.
That's a hard,
okay, so,
hard deal to pass up.
That's Friday night. Saturday night, we have the Shooting Stars Challenge brought to you by Sears.
Oh, the Sears Shooting Stars.
That's awful. Shooting Stars is really just fun because you get to see people see how fast they can make a half-court shot.
Yeah.
That's really the most
fun thing.
That's
the only reason you watch it.
The NBA players that are in it, Chris Bosh, Tim Hardaway Jr., Steph Curry, KD. We talked about kind of who else is in it. Talked about Swin Cash and Elena Jelly Donut.
Wait, say the weird one.
Huh?
Say the weird one.
I just did.
No, the weird one. Say the weird one.
What do you mean?
What's the other WNBA player?
Becky Hammon.
Oh, what?
I don't know what.
How'd you even pronounce that properly?
Why are you doing that?
How'd you pronounce that properly?
Wait, hold on. Can we go up? Now that was the Sears Shooting Stars. Keep going up.
Yeah.
Okay. Is the oh.
This is Saturday night.
Okay.
What are you trying to
I'm look trying at? To say that they're all sponsored by stuff.
Oh, yeah.
Like the State Farm All-Star Saturday night.
Right.
Sears Shooting Stars. Let's talk about the Taco Bell Skills Challenge.
Oh, I would love to talk about the Taco Bell Skills Challenge. So the Skills Challenge is different this year. It's not an individual. They have a little team. A team of two. Do you not know this?
So you... No, I don't understand the rules.
So basically, there's this obstacle course that they have to go through.
Right.
And halfway through, they switch players.
Oh.
Okay. So...
it's like a relay.
It's like a lot like a relay.
It's a yes.
Wow.
So
hand the baton.
Yeah. Except for it's a basketball.
The basketon.
The basketon. I don't even know if they hand anything off or if they like.
They just slap five.
They slap five. See ya.
Let's go, brother.
So and it's East versus West. Everything in this for this All-Star Saturday night is East versus West.
Okay.
So there's not like. That's one thing that kind of stinks is that there's not like a clear cut. You're the winner. It's the conference that wins, not an actual player that ends up winning.
Dude, we're gonna brew some
even in the
heavy
slam
rivalry.
Even in the slam dunk contest, there's not a clear you won the game. There's gonna be a vote.
A dunker of the night.
I don't know.
Yeah,
we'll talk about that in a second.
I'm not into that.
So the Eastern Conference has Giannis and DeMar DeRozan on a team, which just seems kind of bad. Those are two guys that aren't point guards. Two guys.
Giannis is like 7 foot.
Two guys that play small forward a lot.
Yeah,
but I mean, they could be surprising. Michael Carter-Williams, Victor Oladipo is the other team in the East. In the West, Trey Burke and Damian Lillard. I think that's a great combo. And then my favorite to win it, Goran Dragic and Reggie Jackson.
Really, that's your favorite to win it?
Oh yeah, just because I believe in Dragic.
Didn't Dragic
and
Westbrook have like a lot of beef? Don't they hate each other? Or who is it that hates Westbrook and Westbrook hates? Like some player like Dragic? Dragic?
You just said it the same time twice.
I don't know.
Maybe you're right because it sounds familiar that you're saying that.
Isn't there someone that he's really like?
Goran is pesky.
Goran is very pesky.
Gorgon Dragic. The Foot Locker. Three-point contest?
So the thing that's different about the three-point contest is that, you know, the money ball?
No. Yes, the ball at the end that's worth more points.
Yes, and it's multicolored.
Uh-huh.
You will have an entire rack of money balls.
What?
Yeah.
And what does that mean?
wherever you want.
And you can place it wherever you want, whichever station that you want it to put. So
if you have like a sweet spot.
So your sweet spot's the top of the top of the 3-point. Like you,
money ball it up.
Put my ball rack there.
Put my balls all right there. Put my balls at the top of the key.
You put all your balls on the court.
The money balls rack.
That's cool. I like that.
It's pretty cool. East versus West again. So the East has Aaron Aflalo, Bradley Beal, Kyrie Irving, and Joe Johnson. And then the West has Marco Bellinelli, Steph Curry, Damian Lillard, and Kevin Love. Pretty awesome. All really good shooters.
Yeah.
I have no idea who's going to win.
I think West is going to win.
We'll see. I don't know.
Well, you know what they should do? They should be like, let's go West. Who's the best in the West? Who's the best in the East? Like, you narrow it down, and then you do the last two players.
Dude, I think
so
the
you
East
have
is,
a winner.
I think the East is going to win.
You think East is going to win?
Yeah, I think.
Repeat East.
Aflalo, Beal, Irving, Joe Johnson.
I think West's going to win.
Guys, I was substitute teaching a little bit last year.
Ooh.
At PC North, and went to one of their assemblies, and they had a 3-point contest.
Oh.
And it was one of the worst shows of athletic skill I have ever seen. The winner made 2 or 3.
Oh, are you serious? Were they basketball players?
Yes.
They were?
It was bad. And like the freshman won. And like the senior that came in was like, ooh, he'd won like the past 2 or 3 years. Didn't make one. Didn't make it. Like it was just bricking. It was bad.
I'm really hoping the Foot Locker 3-point contest is not like this.
I'm sure it will be better.
So and then the last one.
Ooh, the Sprite Slam Dunk.
The Sprite Slam Dunk. We talked about the participants last week. East, Paul George, Terrence Ross, John Wall. And then the West, Harrison Barnes, Damian Lillard, Ben McLemore. I don't like that, like, Terrence Ross and Paul George can't compete against one another.
Yeah, I don't like that.
Because I feel like they, and I think Ben McLemore is going to surprise a lot of people, but I think that those two would probably be favored, you know, to win. Just because they're both incredible dunkers, but they're competing not against each other, but against the Western Conference. So they have that 90-second freestyle deal, which I think is going to be awesome.
Yeah.
But all that determines is who's going to go first.
Yeah.
Which, so it's really just kind of like a warm-up.
And it's just to, like, make us happy.
Yes, which is great for me.
Yeah. Which is cool. It'll be fun.
Because it doesn't eliminate anyone.
No.
From the competition. So there will be an overall dunker of the night. I have a hard time believing it's not going to be Paul George just because of how popular he is.
Right. It's voted by the fans. Fans text someone in and they decide who the dunker of the night is.
Yeah.
And that's the guy who wins.
And I think you'd have to favor the Eastern Conference.
Yes.
Okay. I don't know. I think Damian Lillard may surprise me, but I don't think of him as a dunker.
No, but especially when he goes up against guys like Paul George and Terrence Ross.
Yeah.
Like, known for doing awesome dunks.
Even John Wall, I think, is going to be good. And I honestly think that Ben McLemore is going to put on a show, and he could help the West win.
You think so?
Yeah, I think that guy can get up. He's talked about doing like a 720.
That would be tight if he did that.
So I think that he's going to come out and surprise people. I think Harrison Barnes is going to be better than people think. But I think you'd have to favor the East for sure to win the slam dunk contest.
I think so too.
But you never know. I don't think anybody came out saying that Terrence Ross was going to win the slam dunk contest last year. So Ben McLemore could be the best dunker on Saturday night. Anyways, then we have the All-Star Game, which is really just fun for alley-oops and jams.
Oh, man, you're speaking my language now. You're speaking my language. Love alley-oops and all the jams.
Doesn't really matter who wins. I wish that it mattered, kind of like in baseball, like whoever wins the game gets home court advantage.
In the World Series?
In the World Series or...
World Series of basketball.
I don't know. I don't know how you can make this more competitive because it's really not a very competitive game.
They probably won't change anything. Here's the deal, like with the NBA too. All-Star Weekend is awesome in the NBA. It's a big event on TV. People care about it. Like, people are going to watch this. They don't really need to change that much up. They changed up the stuff that people talk about the most. The dunk contest they changed up to kind of make it more watchable. And they changed rules in other events, and I don't understand why they did that, but it'll be fine. But the All-Star game, everyone still enjoys it, enjoys to watch it. No one complains about
it. Wasn't the last year when Blake Griffin dunked over the Kia, wasn't it sponsored by Kia?
That was a few years ago.
Was it sponsored by Kia, though?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
So here's what I think the winning dunk is going to do.
We're talking about dunk contest now.
Jump over a Sprite can?
No, jump it in the air, chug a Sprite, slam it.
You have to be in the air so long to chug a whole Sprite.
Exactly. Or and be a fast chugger. And be able to slam dunk.
What if you just chop? What if a samurai comes out, chops the can, like the top of the can off, and then you're dunking, and then a guy just goes like this. Ah.
That'd be sweet.
Goes all over his face.
What if he filled his mouth up with Sprite? Then dunked and then just spit it out everywhere.
That'd be cool.
Cool.
Or maybe like Stone Cold Steve Austin when he'd get the beer cans and spray them everywhere.
Yeah.
They'd do that with Sprite before. That'd be cool, man. You got to incorporate Sprite, man.
That would be. Or you got Stone Cold to come out and do that.
Good.
On your dunk with
a
Sprite.
Or put a Mentos in it and just start spraying it, man.
In your contestant's eyeballs.
Man.
Or maybe he'll just take competition. Like four, he'll take some 2 liters, throw them all up in the air. As high as he can, run and dunk it. And as he dunks, the 2 liters hit the ground and just spray everywhere.
Do you remember, I think it was with you, one time we went into Brahms, bought a 2 liter of their cheapest, like Dr. Thunder or whatever, went out to the parking lot. We just went as high as we could in the air, shook it up, threw it as high as we could in the air, and it landed so we'd watch it explode.
Yeah, we were so bored.
And then after we did it, we went back inside Brahms, bought another.
Yes, we sure did. Again. It was very fun.
Yes.
If you haven't done that before, throwing just a 2 liter up in the air.
Oh, man.
Watch it explode when it
highly
comes down.
Encouraged to do that.
You should do it.
It's awesome.
Okay, I'll probably do
it
that.
It doesn't matter the quality of soda.
It doesn't.
So
actually, probably the worse quality, the better, I imagine.
I mean, it's a fun thing to do.
It's fun.
I'm going to do it. What if it hits the cap and, like, just the cap comes off and then it like, rockets into your balls or something?
it's a possibility. Anything can happen.
Anything. And that's why it's so fun.
Anything can happen.
That's why it's so fun.
Yeah.
Okay.
Taylor, do you have a game for us today?
Yep.
Me and Andrew, it's a grudge match.
This is.
Wait, can we say who's going to win the All-Star game? I'm saying West, just because.
Oh, yeah, the West.
Okay, Luke.
The West, absolutely.
The North. The North, my brother. All right, guys, you ready for my game?
Yes.
This game is called Semen Straw Cab. Which is backwards names, backwards.
Did you say Semen Straw Cab?
What? What's wrong?
Semen
it's names.
Straw Cab?
It's names backwards.
Okay, go ahead.
Wow, you're right.
Okay, you ready?
Yes.
Okay, I'm going to say names.
So
I'm going to say names backwards. And you're going to tell me who it is. First one to tell me who it is gets a point. Ready? I'm giving you the last name first and then the first name.
Okay.
Olalfa Nora. Olalfa Nora.
Aaron Aflalo.
Aaron Aflalo, there it is.
Man.
Okay, hey. This one's going to be easy. Ready?
Yes.
Kidder JJ.
JJ Redick.
Yeah, you got it.
Oh, I got it. Oh,
okay. Ralyat Fedge. This is a terrible name. You're the only one who's going to get this, Andrew.
Jeff Teague.
No, Ralyat. Hey, Luke. 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 Ralyat.
You're cheating.
Jeff Taylor.
Jeff Taylor, there it
You're
is.
You're cheating.
Dude, I was helping you.
Once I got it wrong, I can't.
Oh, okay.
You can guess more.
Ready?
No.
No.
Wreck,
new rule.
Wreck Law Abmech. Wreck Law Abmech. Wreck Law Abmech.
Kimball Walker?
Kemba Walker it is.
Yes. This is hard.
This is hard.
I feel stupid.
It's a really hard game. And this is
the biggest problem. The biggest problem with this game is that it's 6 in the morning right now.
That's true.
Yeah.
That's true. My brain is not functioning.
Also, can I tell you why I decided on this game? Because I had a game from last week, and or like a few days ago, I decided to clear all the notes in my iPhone, not even thinking about it. Just delete. And that game took me like 30 really? Minutes.
There,
so
no,
I was like,
that,
F it, I'm
not
making another
game.
This
game. You picked this name because names backward is semen.
Dude, come on. Who do you think I am?
Dude, that's all good.
That's too far. Okay, ready?
Yes.
Snissuak. Sucramed. Oh, we've done this one before. Sucramed. Hey, is Sucramed... Is Sucramed a...
Damian Lillard?
No. Snissuak Sucramed.
Snissuak.
Snissuak.
Chris Kamen.
Ock.
This is hard.
This can be the last one. This is the last
this
one.
This is hard.
Sure. Yeah, it's hard. It's a game, son.
Snissuak.
Sucramed. Oh, God. Think of Sucramed.
DeMarcus Cousins.
You got it.
Oh, my God.
It's hard.
I'll do one more. We talk. We say this guy's name all the time.
If this was a class in high school, I would drop out of high school.
Seriously.
Ready? Gnade. Ew. Gnade. Ew. Grog.
Luol Deng.
No.
Gorgie Jang.
Gorgie Jang.
Gorgie.
Gorgie Jang.
I didn't even listen to the first
Gorgie.
I just heard the backwards Jang.
How many more have you prepared?
I'm not preparing these. I'm just reading them backwards. I'm just going through players' names and reading them backwards. I'm just randomly hitting the screen and reading it.
God.
It's over. It's over. Andrew wins.
God.
Yes.
You win. You are the king of Semen Scraw Cab.
Cannot wait to wear my semen straw cap.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, God. Okay, guys, it's time for our Say What? Stat of the Week.
Say what?
All right. Say What? Stat of the Week is where we talk about a stat that made us say what? We're talking about crazy stats. We're talking about things that are crazy.
Okay.
Taylor.
Yeah, you're definitely going last because you don't have a real stat.
My stats are never stats.
No, they're not. But I appreciate it. So mine is a... I was looking up some... I was just bored in class, so I was looking up stats. And Katie is shooting 47% on pull-up threes. So he's shooting... a lot better from three when he just pulls up from three. And this, so what you have to do, you have to have at least one dribble before you shoot the ball. That's what counts as a pull up three. And someone else is averaging 47% on pull up threes too. The Dirkus.
Oh, really?
The Dirkus is shooting really well from pull up threes, and that made me say, "What?
Dirkus,
what? Dirkus still got it, man. Yeah, I'm so glad he's in the All-Star game."
The question is, did he ever lose it?
Hey, I don't know. Probably not. That is debatable.
Luke, go ahead and give us your non-stat of the week.
My non-stat of the week is that, man, I feel like USA is in the Olympics. Let me down.
Did you say
your stat involves you feeling a certain way.
It's making me say what? Because I love the Olympics and I want to do well and on the national stage. And we only have 4 gold medals.
4?
4 gold medals, 2 silver, 6 bronze, and it's like, what?
Okay, Sean White, you can't not play in the X Games and then drop out of one event and then get fourth in your event.
Come
on, man.
He's such a fancy man now. He cut his hair and he's like, oh, the world. What did he say?
The world of wars.
No, he says
world
like
Warcraft.
The world is his hometown now, which I think is the stupidest thing.
Oh, cool! Is that a country you can participate with in the Olympics? Didn't think so.
But he cut his hair. He's fancy man now. And so he forgot his roots, and that's why. But, man, it's crazy. And I've seen some crazy falls. And I love the Olympics. I've watched way too much.
I don't know that I've watched hardly any.
I have watched only what is on TV in restaurants while I'm waiting for food.
You're missing out.
No, I'm not.
You're both missing out.
I don't
think so. It's the coolest thing the world does. Name something cooler that the whole world does than the Olympics. That's number two. World wars are number two. Me and my roommate talk. World wars. And not in that they're very sad and very, and people die, but like they're cool in the abstract idea that the whole world is fighting.
Everyone participates.
Everyone's participating.
Yes.
But really, the Olympics.
It takes a lot of coordination for the world.
But there's just got to be a big fight for it to be a world war, but. Olympics are cooler.
The Olympics are cool.
Olympics are nicer.
They're cooler.
People don't die as much.
Did you watch the opening ceremonies?
Yeah. And then I read a fake story and tweeted a fake story.
It was about the guy that with the ring that he got killed?
Yeah. The technician who's in charge of the Olympic rings opening up and the last one didn't open up. I read a fake story that he was found dead in his room.
Did you read the story? It's obviously that's not true.
I read the first paragraph and I was so excited about it.
Well, it doesn't get to where it's like making fun until like the two paragraphs in, where it's like they said that like he might have not been murdered, that he might have fallen on a box full of knives. And like that's what
the official thing was. I was very immature and excited about it. And then I retweeted it, and then some people call me out there like, hey, dude, that's a fake story. That story is bogus, man.
It's okay.
And then I was embarrassed and apologized.
It happens to people on Facebook all the time with The Onion.
Dang it. The Onion, though.
You should know about The Onion.
You should know about The Onion.
Well, people don't.
It's true. They don't.
I've seen people like flip out.
One time somebody posted an article that The Onion did where they said that they were going to put out a new MacBook Pro that only had a wheel on it, and they thought it was real. The person thought it was a real thing where they were going to put out a laptop that only had
a bigger iPod ring or
that
something?
Had a big iPod wheel ring on it.
The best one I've ever seen, because people were mad, screaming on Facebook about it. One guy was so mad, like went on a rant, and it was that Obama was changing it so he can run for a third term. And this guy was so livid, all caps. And then one of the first captions like, hey, man, The Onion is a fake news website. And he was like, and his response was, man, I feel kind of stupid, but it sounds like something he'd do. I was just like, this is awesome.
That is awesome. So if you don't know that The Onion is a fake news website, now you know.
Yeah.
My say what's out of the week, Kevin Durant. He's had an incredible stretch. He's averaging 40 points per 100 possessions. And the person who is closest to him is Carmelo Anthony with 36 points per 100 possessions.
Who is averaging that?
Carmelo?
KD.
KD.
Yeah.
Holy crap.
Yeah, it's insane.
That is
so
crazy.
LeBron's averaging 35. And then it goes DeMarcus Cousins with 34 and Dirk with 33. So the 40, I mean, that's a really big deal. I mean, the stretch that he's had has been incredible. And that just kind of sets them apart even more, seeing that stat.
And you've been to KD's restaurant? You liked it?
Oh, yeah.
You liked it.
Dude, I liked it.
I heard they didn't. People were talking crap.
I've only heard good things until now.
See, it was like one of the first days or something. Mm. Everyone since then has been like, it's the bomb.
It is the bomb.
The menus light up, don't they?
That's they do cool. light up, yeah.
So that makes me kind of say what? That's cool.
What?
It's our pour one out. This is us. And well, say what normally are positive. Ooh, pour one outs are negative. Someone has made a mistake or a faux pas or has just done something. And like, man, they're probably having a tough week. We got to pour one out for them.
Yeah.
Taylor, who are you pouring one out
for? I'm pouring one out for myself on social media. I just told you that one story, right?
Oh, have you made another mistake?
There was one maybe the day before, days before.
I think I remember this.
It was when...
Oh.
You know what I'm talking about?
I think so.
It was a bad decision.
What'd you do?
So, I was out with some friends at the garage, which is a restaurant, bar, whatever.
Yes.
And we're there, and we were looking at my friend's Instagram. I was like, why is this your Instagram when it's only pictures of our friend Steve Burkhart? why are they only pictures of Steve? And then I was like, that's funny. I'm going to take an Instagram of Steve. And then I did that. And then my friend was like, hey, it would be funny if you said RIP Steve and confuse people. So I did. And then everyone at the table started laughing about how funny it would be if everyone thought Steve was dead. So then...
oh, my gosh.
So then people started, like, commenting on my Instagram, like, oh, my gosh, hey, I miss you, buddy. I'll miss you. All this stuff. And then my other friend, Sang, took another pic. Like, there was another picture of Steve. It looked different and, like, made it black and white, made it very dead looking. And
very dead looking.
Said again, like, I'll miss you, buddy, or whatever. And so people, I didn't think about this. This was very insensitive to do. Because then I got a message that was like, hey, dude, what happened to Steve? And I guess people were, like, genuinely concerned. And of course they were, because they weren't there to know that Steve was alive, man, with me. And everyone's saying this stuff about him being dead. And that was insensitive. And I deleted it. And I apologized for it on Twitter. And then I did the other thing. I'm being terrible on social networks.
Didn't you tweet something on the Down to Dunk podcast Twitter that you meant to tweet on your own?
No, that was Jay.
He's like,
Jay,
come to our church service.
It was awesome. You want to worship us?
I think that's funny. People are being too hard on you. I think that's funny.
Thanks. People weren't being that hard. They were just concerned for Steve. And then I just felt bad.
Well,
that
no, it should make Steve feel good, because people would miss him. And guess what?
See, I told
a lot
Steve
of times
that.
You don't know what it seems to go, because you don't know what you got till it's gone. A popular song once said that, and I agree.
I told Steve that. I said, people are going to be really nice to you because they think you're dead now.
Yeah. That's awesome.
So that was intense.
One time I pulled a similar trick. I think it was freshman year of college, when Facebook was pretty new. I tweeted that, or I made a Facebook event and, like, said that I was transferring to Pepperdine.
Yes.
And I created an event, but I created the event at the exact same time as, like, Bedlam football game, so I know no one would go, and I was like, haha, got some people. Well, people that I didn't go to college with, like adults, like thought I was transferring, years later.
Dude, adults don't mess around on Facebook.
No,
they think everything is true and literal.
But
dude, Facebook's real.
But no one got that, man. But who am I pouring one out for this week? I don't know yet. So Andrew, will you
go? I'm pouring one out for my son. He's got a double ear infection.
Oh damn.
Oh, yeah.
Dude, I bet. Man, that's the worst. I had some ear infections when I was a kid.
Dude, it's bad.
My brother had some. Got a lot of them.
He's on the mend, though. So,
hey, does he have really bad, like, wax buildup, too?
No.
He doesn't? My brother had to get, like, tubes in his ears.
This is his first ear infection.
Really?
Really?
Number one.
Why did?
Well, number one, but two times.
Yes.
Yeah. Double.
What happens? When you grow up, you stop getting ear infections?
Ears get bigger.
You just mature.
You get better ears.
It's a
growing pain.
Ear infections are a sign of immaturity.
You know, you get a little smarter. No, you get a little hair on your chest. You just.
This is our way of saying we have no idea.
Yeah, we don't know. I'm gonna pour one out. I love the Olympics, guys. I'm pouring one out for you because you're missing out. You really are.
No.
It's cool. And the thing is, like, I was watching, like, skating. I really like watching, like, figure skating because I can't even skate. And these people are doing crazy stuff, man.
Here's the thing, though. When you skate, they probably give you skates that are, like, they don't really tighten up, so your ankles are breaking the
There's
whole time.
There's no way that's the reason why I can't skate, and these people are to be able to do triple sow cows.
No, I'm saying you could probably skate better than you think you can.
No, I cannot skate.
Thanks for listening to the Down to Dunk podcast. Follow us on Twitter at DTD Podcast. Look for us on our website at www.downtodunk.com. Thanks for listening. Enjoy the All-Star break.
And the Olympics.
Love you.